Welcome to Big Natural Talents.
Hello, gossip girlies and conchettas. A gossip girly who is also a gossip girly.
Thank you.
In the stew.
It's the gossip girlies in the stew.
I'm never going to stop saying that.
It's really good.
Next week when we record, I will have forgotten all about it. I'm sure, but maybe just remind me. You've got gossip. I've got gossip.
Yeah, it's a gossip town.
I guess I'll start with my gossip.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of half gossip, half speculation. It's love. Half a question out there to our listeners. And I want you guys to go out in the field and get to the bottom of this. Because I love Elvis Presley, the person.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out as an Elvis fan right now. I've always loved his music. I think he's got his awesome vibes. I've been to Graceland, which is his house in Memphis, years ago. Awesome stuff. I saw the Baz Luhrmann movie Elvis twice. You've got to see it.
I know. I've never.
It's awesome.
I never thought I'd see it.
You should go see it. And you got to see the movies.
I will see it.
Okay.
I will see
it. Do you promise?
I promise.
It's really
I wonder
good.
If I'm going to be as touched as you.
I think you'll really like it.
I think I feel all the emotions anyway, so yeah. I think I will.
And also, like, he's so hot.
I don't know. I mean, Elvis, yes. I don't know about this Austin
Wait,
Butler guy.
That's how I felt going in. Okay? But Austin, if you're listening, which I know you are, you did an amazing job. He really blew it away. Anyway.
Who's he dating?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe...
You?
Me?
Is it you?
Sorry, Alex. But no, great movie, made in Australia as well. So support your local, mm-hmm. Okay? Support this little local production.
Okay, I will.
But what I wanted to talk about is because I'm like obviously looking at Elvis with rose-colored glasses all the time, and the movie was as well. Like he's not a man without flaws. And the biggest thing that people are kind of pulling up as an issue with Elvis and how we shouldn't celebrate him is his relationship with Priscilla, his wife.
I've heard that she was young. Is that
true? She was young. So what I wanted to do is because, and I think she was too young, and I think it is a little bit icky, and I'm also not someone who is, like, separate the art from the artist, you know, like, I think, like, people are bad and we shouldn't, you know, support them, but I also don't think you should look at different time periods with your current
yes.
societal ideas,
mm-hmm.
And I also think you should listen to the people involved, which Priscilla herself has always said that he was, like, a gentleman, so... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's nuanced, as is everything.
Yeah, and I was just, like, trying to get a vibe. I was like, what actually was the vibe? Like, was it really a different time? Was it sus then? So this is, like, an Ask Your Grandparents situation. This is an Ask Your Grandparents
segment. This is homework
segment.
For the listeners.
Yeah, this is homework. Elvis and Priscilla, I'm going to tell you the gossip story. Because whether or not it is probo, it's kind of an amazing love story.
Fuck, let's okay. go.
So they met in 1959. Because Elvis, actually, a few years after, like, performing and, like, being Elvis, he was pretty famous. He got drafted to the war. He had to go away to war.
Oh, my God.
How crazy is that?
That's crazy. Did he go?
Yeah.
No. And he fought?
I don't think he, like, saw combat, really. It was, like, a little bit of, like, a publicity stunt to make him seem, like, very, you know, like, a good guy. Because it would look really bad if he was a draft dodger, if everyone was going to war and
so
he,
true.
Like, got out of it. So he went to Germany, and he was stationed in Germany for 2 years in the war. And when he was over there, he was 24, and he met Priscilla. And so Priscilla was also American, but she was in Germany because her stepfather was, like, an Air Force captain or something. And so they all had to move to Germany. And then Elvis, like, came to a party at their house or something of, like, all the American soldiers, and he met Priscilla. And then, like, they courted for 6 weeks while he was living in Germany, and they fell in love.
Jesus.
And, like, oh, God, because I don't want to, like, be excusing of behavior because 14 is very young.
Yeah.
And 24 is an adult.
Wow, that is 10 years.
That is 10 years.
Also, don't you wonder, like, why her? Of all the girls
I know,
he met.
But you do just think, God, why her? And, like, when I was 14, like, I was horny as hell. And can you imagine? It just seems like a fan fiction. It's just an actual fan fiction of, like, imagine if your stepdad was like, we have to move to Germany. And you're like, oh, I can't believe I have to move to Germany. I don't even speak German. It's so lame. And then you go, next minute, young Elvis is in an Air Force uniform in your house and he falls in love with you.
It's crazy.
I'd fucking die.
Yeah.
I'd come and die.
But it's like, in my head, she's 14, but she looks like current. What's that girl who like sings those country songs? And she Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
It's like, who looks like that at 14?
Yeah, she had eyeliner on.
But I mean, like, 14-year-olds now are the sexiest 14s we've got. 14-year-olds. Like, because the girlies, like,
they're crazy.
We've got TikTok.
Now.
Like, they have all the tools to look gorgeous. We're talking about when we were 14. Mm. No one, unless you were really ahead of the game, most 14-year-olds were just like, normal, weedy, weird girls.
Yeah, what is it? It's like a dip. It's because, like, in 14-year-olds in, like, the 50s and 60s, this is 59, she was, like, dressed nicely and, like, glamorous.
Fuck.
And then what was the dip when we were 14 that when children were just ugly for a while?
90s was grunge.
I just wish I was hot when I was underage.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I wonder why her.
They just had a connection.
But also, I agree, like, in the context of things, like, the way that we talk about incest. Like, guys, it really was more common than you think back then.
Like was
10,
it more common?
20, 30 years, it was, like, totally
How
normal.
How crazy was it? Because also back then, there was... So, and then I think people were a little bit like, oh, she's quite young. Like, there was an age gap, and it was, like, she's quite young then. But it wasn't, like, go to jail.
No.
But around the same time, I should have looked up the time... line, but Jerry Lee Lewis, another big country music star, he married his cousin who was 12.
No.
That was very frowned upon, and he was dragged for that. So
good.
Like, and he married her when she was 12. So Elvis and Priscilla met at 14 and 24. They courted in Germany for 6 weeks, and then Priscilla eventually moved to Memphis to be with Elvis when she was 17. And then they weren't married until she was 21 or 22, I think. And Priscilla always claimed in her autobiography, I don't know whether she's like said otherwise since, and it has been disputed and people have gone like, that's not true. But Priscilla has always said that they did not have sex until after they were married. She says that Elvis was like probably to a problematic level of like Madonna whore complex.
Yes.
But he like wouldn't touch her until they were married.
Yeah, the only way a man's not gonna touch a woman is for like a negative reason.
Yeah. It's probably bad.
It's so it's probably
like,
bad.
So we're like, oh, is it better if he fucked his teenager? Or like is it actually worse?
That's really funny.
So I don't know. It's like win lose. But anyway, that was my question. What do we think, listeners?
Yeah.
I think it is a little bit sus.
Yeah.
But I also am, you know, of Lisa Marie and Priscilla, they like love the movie and they still stan.
Mm.
And they, you know, it's not nice, I think, when people look at something as an outsider and say, like, that's disgusting. When the people actually involved say, that's my dad. And we love him.
I think it's all true.
You know?
Every part of it is true.
Complex.
It's like people on the outside, you can only see a certain thing.
Yeah.
People on the inside have more.
What
the
you,
insides of it, the more context, they know the people, like they're gonna have their own feelings. So it's like everyone just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like people are gonna have opinions. Haters gonna hate. The people inside are gonna live. Elvis is gonna be dead. There's gonna be a movie. Like just you sit wherever you need on that spectrum.
Yeah.
And we will listen to the historians, the scientists, the art people. Like let everyone say something. Because isn't truth relative?
Yeah.
And we won't know till we die and we go up.
We won't know.
To heaven.
And let us know if your grandparents have know what the vibe was back
did
then.
Did your grandparents know Elvis?
Did they know him?
Everyone knows that I think that when I die, I go to heaven, which is just a place where I get to meet everyone in the whole world and I can ask God, whoever that is, which I picture as like
God, whoever she is.
Oh, yeah, she. It's girlies in the shoe.
Yeah.
That's my heaven. I just want to ask someone, like a Netflix, like, okay, show me Elvis before did they have sex? And then that shows
I love
me
this.
There.
I love how you're like, if I died and I like had one moment with God to find the truth, I would ask him about Elvis. And it's like, will you go see the movie Elvis playing in cinemas now? No, you haven't made time for that. But that's your dying wish to find out about Elvis. But you won't watch Baz Luhrmann's beautiful film. Anyway.
I will.
But
for you, I will.
Anyway, listeners, if you're, I just want to know like what the actual vibe was. Do people think it was sus? Like, do old people think that was weird? I feel like when my grandma was like 13, she left school and had to go work in the lab with the mice, injecting them with urine for pregnancy tests.
Wow, throwback so alert.
She was a grown up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
oh my God. No, that's a valid question. And hopefully we get people letting us know. And now over to my gossip.
Yeah, you've got the goss.
And you know, it's my gossip. It's also Maya gossip.
Whoa.
Whoa. So I don't know if people know, but I now work in Maya.
Huge.
Huge step up for me. And I want to say this about Maya in the nicest way possible. I think only freaks shop at Maya. I think Maya, where I work, is like a crazy desolate place. Like the lighting's off and like, I'm just like, why wouldn't you just be in the big Westfield? Like,
it can be crazy.
When was the last time you went to Maya?
I'll always kind of pop in.
Okay. But you're ahead of the time in shopping. Like you're everywhere.
I'm not your everyday. I'm kind of a professional shopper.
I asked Ben, he was like in 2009.
Yeah,
like,
no. I'm popping in because they've got some stuff and... When they have sales, that's good.
I guess.
But also it depends on where you are. Like if you're in a Meijer in a really posh area, then they have all these brands that are like, I would never be able to afford a singlet top.
Yeah.
But sometimes they have good stuff.
Okay, well.
Sorry.
No, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah.
I think it's full of freaks and I serve them all.
And I'm one of them.
And I just think like you could go somewhere else. Anyways, I've got literal Meijer gossip, which I'm so excited to share, everyone. Hey girlies, remember this cooked story. A friend was at a Maya shopping center. Picture like a big footy player bro dude. Okay, this is her friend. And this guy approached him, grabs him by the arm and says, I need your help. I have epilepsy and I feel a seizure coming on. I need you to lie on top of me and restrain me to make sure I don't injure myself. Scary. Huge.
Yeah.
Then my friend senses the urgency and gets on the floor with this guy who gets on his back and proceeds to convulse quite violently for a couple of minutes. My mate is clenching this dude tight and says it was really stressful. So then the paramedics eventually arrive and they see the guy and are like, not you again, mate.
You never want to have that reaction from a paramedic. You never do.
That's me seeing you walk into Maya.
Not you again.
It turns out that this guy fakes having epilepsy and stages seizures in public to trick big burly dudes into lying on top of him while he writhes in secret pleasure. A serial offender who is known to the paramedic community of Melbourne.
Wow.
Is that not the biggest goss you've ever heard?
That is amazing. Yeah, because, like, I was hearing you say that, and he was like, I need you to lie on top of you. I was like, oh, that's actually not what you do when someone's going to have a seizure.
Oh, really?
So, but also, in the moment, I wonder, like, you would be like, oh, no, like, what do you need?
Of course, yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty spooky.
I love that.
But I... Get your nut.
Hey, get it. Like, hey, like, shoot your shot. Get your bag. Get your nut. Like, get what you need. Get in the stew however you can.
I mean, I would never have known that is a possible thing that could happen in the world.
Yeah, there probably would be heaps. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, yeah, totally different, I guess. But there's, like, the Sydney legend of that guy, Trough Man.
What?
Do you know about him?
No.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to like get someone who's like I'm gonna have to call like Beck Di Unamuno or something, who's just a Sydney comic who's been around forever, to tell the story of him or something. But there's like it's like a folk legend in Sydney, in like, I think especially in like the kink community and the like gay clubs and all that stuff. But this guy, he's like Trough Man, it's his whole identity, and he would just like lay in the urinals, lay in the trough, and like everyone would piss on him all night, and like that was his vibe. And everyone, like, knew that he was around. And they were like, oh, yeah, Trough Man is here. And then you just go and piss on him.
And I hope he's a listener.
And I hope he's listening. I wonder if we could get him on. I don't think I'd want to be in the studio with him.
I do. And I'd piss on him while he did it. Okay, so that's that goes. And now I have an update on the voicemail.
Yes, this one. I saw and I was like, oh, going to read it. But then I thought, no.
No.
I won't.
Let me read it to you.
So the voicemail, listeners, it was a few episodes back. Our listener got this voicemail from this guy that was like, do you ever get runs in your stockings? Anyway, please listen to the previous few episodes to find it. If you haven't heard it, you've got to hear it.
It's blood-curdling. It's spine-tingling.
It's erotic. It's titillating.
So a beautiful girlie messaged us saying, update on the voice message.
Yeah.
I think it's sexual. I sometimes get weird.
I think it's sexual.
I sometimes get weird calls from the area and text messages reaching out. So her number, the poor thing, like already I'm sure everyone like us gets the most insane.
Yeah.
You know, there's more and more spam calls coming.
Yeah, I got a great spam message the other day. I'll find it to read down a bit.
But this girlie, yeah, is getting... I don't know, it's like her number must be on toilet doors everywhere because everyone's messaging her. And she said, yesterday, I decided to play with whoever was messaging me. And now this, Lauren, I would like us to do a table read.
Oh, yes. Okay, do you want to...
Okay, so I'll be the person texting and you're the listener. Hi.
Who dis?
Hey, are you Jack's friend, Murdoch? I'm Annie.
Nope, sorry.
You're not Murdoch?
Sure, whatever. I'm Murdoch. What do you need? Love this. Our girly really said yes and.
Sorry. Maybe I remember the wrong number. Sorry. Please forgive me.
Haha, I was just playing. It's me, Murdy.
Thank you. You are very kind and kind. Murdy, if you don't mind, we can also be friends.
And just to clarify for listeners, this listener is not Murdoch.
So yeah, yeah.
She playing.
She playing, she catfishing.
She's catfishing, she's taking the bait, and she's running with it. So she said, sure, anytime.
My name is Annie. I'm 32 years old. How about you?
Cool. Oh, you know, just your usual murd dog. Why are you shouting me, G?
I don't understand.
Why did you text? Can I help you?
I'm looking for Murdoch.
Okay, found me. What's up?
Results. Wrong number.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not a drug dealer or a pimp, honey.
How old are you? What's your name?
Old enough. The name's Murdoch.
How old is it?
What is going on? What do they want?
I know.
How old is it? Of legal age.
Huh?
Over 18.
They went dark after that, but I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. We do need a yes and these people. This is a text that I got. I saw a few other people got the same one. And I loved the energy in it. I loved like the kind of character that they brought to this scam message. Mm-hmm. I didn't reply, but I almost want to actually. Maybe I'll WhatsApp this person. So it was a text message. It came from like an iCloud account, but they've included WhatsApp details. So they say, hello, I'm in Australia. My name is Eileen Lee. I'm 32 years old. Nice to meet you here. Did they say also 32?
Yes.
That's the magic number.
It's the same person.
Okay. When you turn 32, you start to catfish people. Anyway, she said, nice to meet you here. I want to meet honest people. A good relationship starts with friendship. Now, single, and then in brackets, don't talk to me about sex or I'll angry. Under 20, do not disturb. It will be easier if you add me on WhatsApp and then the phone number. We can share our daily life and get to know each other better.
I think I saw this in a story. Someone else must have got it too.
People are posting this and I love it because there's a threat in the middle. It's like, don't talk to me about sex or I'll angry. Okay? And under 20, do not disturb. I love that. It's poetry.
I
love that.
I wish that's like, maybe that is a way you can make friends. Send a group text, a mass group text to random numbers.
Send it out. See what happens.
I think we got to wrap it up.
Yeah. How are we
in the stew. It's time for the stew.
The stew get locked down. Is fully cooked. Well, girlies, that's that. I mean, how about we do a quick fuck watch? Okay. Oh, I've got one. Trough Man and the guy
Elvis.
That wants to pull two. Elvis. I'd have to fuck Trough Man. No, I wish Elvis. No. Trough Man and the guy that wants to put a lie on him while he pretends to have a seizure.
Fuck.
It's hard.
Does pissing on Trough Man counter sex?
I think it's like, yeah, like sex is not just whatever the heteronormative understanding
so
of,
true,
you know, PIV sex is. I think for Trough Man, peeing on him would be enough. So I would be maybe saying Trough Man for
I'm
that.
Saying Trough Man.
Because I'll pee on him and that guy can just lie on the floor and do what he wants.
And do what he wants. Because also I'm not what he wants. He wants a big burly trucker man laying
and
on
we're
him.
We're really tiny. He'd be like, you're too small. I mean, maybe that would be good. Maybe I'd choose him just so him to be like, you're too light. You're way too small.
And fuck watch the person who says runs in the stockings in the text.
So scary.
And the 32-year-old friend.
Yeah, don't even talk about sex or I'll angry.
Yes! So, yeah, I've given you a really prickly one.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know.
This isn't fair.
That's scary. I mean, because the runs in the stockings, like, he would probably dirty talk in the background, but it would be menacing and haunting. It would just be arousing. About stalking.
And also Eileen Lee that messaged me does not even want to talk about sex, so I don't think she'd want to have sex with me.
She's going to be angry.
She'd be angry. She'll angry.
You know what it should be? They fuck, you watch. We should flip it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
An exception to the rule.
It's a special, special day. All right, girlies.
All right, girlies, that's it for today. Review, rate, subscribe, like, listen, share,
follow,
love, live, ask the questions,
laugh,
dream,
dare to take a chance.
And we'll see you next week.
In the stew.
See ya.
Bye.